When we talk about ghosts, a lot of times we assume that they are visiting us in our current time path. They're here for us, right? I mean, that's how we tend to look at things quite often. But is that always the case? Are we getting a glimpse into their window of time? Are we ghosts for someone in their time continuum? If you believe that there could be multiple time continuums, like Back to the Future, and that sometimes they can overlap, could that just be what ghosts are? Could they be seeing a glimpse of us going, oh my God, who are these strange people that are trying to talk to me? Why? What is this? It's a very bizarre thing and a very tricky thing to think about when you're trying to contemplate ghost stories, especially when you have ones that involve time and you have ones that seem to take on a life of their own, where the setting, the atmosphere itself has its own agenda that it's setting. It's making itself change by itself. Not a person, not a soul that had passed, but the atmosphere itself changing. Things being where they shouldn't be. What is going on? It's one of the areas and facets of ghost stories that fascinates me most. On today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, EPP episode number 248, we're going to hear a story about that. A mother who slips back in time to witness life as it once was on the farm that she lives on, peering out a bedroom window. It goes back in time for quite a good period. It's not just a quick, hey, that tree shouldn't be there. It's like, whoa, and it stays, and then goes back. Really makes you contemplate the whole time thing and how it plays into hauntings. We're also going to hear about the dead making themselves known, or so we think. Could it just be the Santa Ana winds? And what do you do when the only safe place you have is a haunted home that's not so safe after all? Those are just some of the stories on today's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Sit back, relax, get ready to get freaked out. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. Slips in time are some of the most, I think, intriguing stories that we get on this show. At least they are to me. I'm always very confused, intrigued, bewildered by stories where someone sees something, and doesn't have to be a human being or a ghost for that matter, but more so like a glimpse into another point in history. Sometimes those glimpses last literally a split second. Sometimes they last minutes, hours, even longer, some periods. And then everything goes back to current day. And whatever was being seen or experienced simply diminishes into the air. How is this possible? What is this? So me, I mean, it makes more sense where you have a living or once living soul coming back for a message or to be seen or just we're catching a glimpse of them. But when you actually have a full blown setting, what is that about? How is that? Is there something that's taking us there? Or is this just a part of our universe that we really don't understand and we happen to slip back there every now and then beyond our control? In our next story, we hear about a family that's out on a farm, a very peaceful farm normally, but farm that was once Native American land. Land that has been unearthed over the years through modern farming and plowing and such. A piece of land that was once not farmland, but once a forest, and it becomes very evident what it once looked like to one mother. Take a listen. This happened to my grandmother several times throughout the late 1960s and early 1970s. I'll start off with a little bit of backstory. This story takes place in the Finger Lakes region of upstate New York, Before Europeans settling the area, we had a large population of Native Americans. My grandfather was a lifelong farmer who took over his family farm at the age of 19 after his father passed in a farming accident. My grandmother was from a town about 30 minutes away and had never had an interest in farming, so she never really asked my grandfather much about it, which will be important later. The first time my grandmother experienced this was when my grandfather took his sons for an overnight trip to buy a piece of farm equipment out of state. The house was empty except for my grandmother and her eldest daughter. It was roughly 2 a.m., the witching hour, as we commonly know it, when my grandmother woke up to the sound of a banging noise. She got out of bed and looked out the window next to her bed to see if anyone was down on the porch knocking on the door. She didn't see anyone. And just as she was about to turn around, she noticed that she saw trees outside her window. An entire forest of them. When you look outside her window, what you should see is a vast field with no trees. And that field leads directly to the edge of a lake that's roughly a mile wide. If you look out her window, you should not see trees unless you're looking very far to the left or right. When she looked outside, she saw trees. She could see the light flickering through the trees. So she opened the window. And that's when she realized that what she was hearing were drums. She could hear chanting and singing. Not the stereotypical things you hear in movies and television, though. She could see smoke rising through the trees not too far away. She ran into my aunt's room and woke her up. My grandmother needed to know that she didn't just see things, and sure enough, my aunt, who was 15 at the time, could see and hear everything as well. They stood there watching for about 15 minutes, until my aunt had to go to the bathroom and requested that my grandmother walk downstairs with her. When they returned and looked out the window, moonlight illuminated a level field and a shimmering lake. Throughout the years, my grandmother woke multiple times and experienced the same exact thing each time. She'd noticed more details with each passing experience, and the very last time she experienced it, she thought that if she walked out into the field, she'd be able to see it. She walked downstairs, but when she stepped out to the front door, everything was gone. The next morning, she woke up and walked to the field, accompanied by my grandfather, who was skeptical of all of it despite seeing it firsthand. She had never stepped foot into the field in her 25 years of living in the house, but she walked out into the field and stopped about 100 yards from the lake. She looked around and walked a little to the north, which is to the right if you're looking out her window. And then she said, "This is where it happens." Well, that wraps up the preview portion of EPP bonus episode number 248 of Real Ghost Stories Online. In the full episode, which you can hear at patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com, sign up for $5 a month to get full access to this and all 248 bonus episodes. We're going to hear about the dead making themselves known, or could it just be the Santa Ana winds? What do you do when the only safe place you have turns out to be a haunted home that isn't so safe after all? And a deceased loved one seems to come to a woman who's distraught, needs some reassurance that things are going to be okay. Does she get that reassurance that she's looking for? Those stories and more in the rest of EPP bonus episode number 248. Get it? Like I said, patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. $5 a month gets you access to this and all 248 bonus episodes, advanced episodes of our regular show, video content, a free e-copy of our book, and a whole lot more. Check it out, ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories, and help keep us on the air. And thanks for the support.